The city of Seattle is changing the way it funds homeless services. For the first time in over a decade, they have competitively bid out more than $30 million in homeless service contracts. And as KUOW's Kate Walters reports, city officials are expecting big results.
Seattle Mayor Tim Burgess says this kind of change is difficult, but he says the new approach will get more people off the street.
In 2018, next year, we will move more than twice as many people from homelessness to permanent homes compared to this year.
Officials expect more than 7,000 households to exit homelessness in 2018. It's a tall order, but Burgess says organizations will be held to clear performance standards. With this round of funding, the city is prioritizing programs that focus on getting people into permanent housing. They've also brought on new providers to address the needs of African Americans and Native Americans, who are overrepresented in the homeless population. Of all the service areas, the city's shelter system will see the biggest shakeup. Funding is being shifted away from emergency overnight shelters towards those that provide wraparound services and better access to housing. The city's new approach also cuts funding to some organisations. Sharon Lee is the head of the Low Income Housing Institute, a group that's losing some of its funding. She says she's disappointed and she's sceptical about some of the city's new priorities.
In addition to the emphasis on permanent housing, we need to stop people from dying on the streets of Seattle.
Lee says her group plans to appeal the funding decision. The city will consider appeals over the next 2 weeks. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.